Here you go, Hannah. Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to beer and ice cream. Do you wanna tell us what beer we've got today? Your pick.
We are drinking a Kona Brewing Company Big Wave Golden Ale.
Golden Ale, nice. Why did you pick this one?
Well, we're in Hawaii.
Yes, I live in Hawaii, so that's not unusual.
Well, I'm visiting, so I like Hawaiian beers.
Yeah.
Always find that they taste pretty good. I like a Bikini Blonde.
That's a Maui Brewing Company Bikini Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
The equivalent. They've got a new Kona has a new I just saw something like Luau Blonde or something. I can't remember the name.
Anyway, this is the Golden Kona Luau.
Yeah.
Year round, the waves that roll onto Hawaiian beaches are some of the best in the world. Catch the crest of a breaking wave and ride it all the way in.
Yeah, it's got not a bad first taste. I actually do enjoy this. I guess my favorite of the Kona Brewing beers would be the Wailua Wheat. I'm a bit of a fan of...
I'm not a wheat beer person.
Yeah, neither am I. Like, I'm not a Corona, big Corona drinker or anything like that, but the Wailua Wheat has, like, a passion fruity sort of taste to it, and I don't know if they cheat and just put the passion fruit in afterwards or if they really brew it with it. They probably just add it. But this is
good. It's, like, very refreshing.
Yeah, it's sort of a honey taste, I would say.
I wouldn't call it honey because here's the thing. I hate honey. I do not eat anything that tastes like honey, and I would not drink this if it tastes like honey. To me, it may taste like honey to you.
Yeah.
To me, it's more fruity. It's a bit fruitier, but not very bitter. Like, it's not IPA bittery.
No. That's what I react against, the bitterness. It was, you know, when pale ales were the popular thing, I was really enjoying it because I don't mind a good pale ale, like Australian Cooper's Green, or Jameson.
I mean, problematic workplace.
Yeah.
But we won't go there.
Or maybe we will. Who knows?
Australia's effed today.
Yeah.
Hashtag, we just got a new prime minister that no one wants.
Hashtag, that could have been any time in the last, 10 years.
We could have posted this. Yeah, we could have done this.
So, anyway, and maybe...
You'll never know which one.
And yeah, so Cooper's or like the James Squire pale ale, or the Chancer, I think it is, and then even Little Creatures pale ale. That's always a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the pale ales, and then they went over to the IPAs, and that's just a little too bitter, and everyone was keen into the IPAs and sort of turned me off. But
I will choose an IPA over something else, though. Definitely not a fruit beer.
A fruit beer.
Gross.
What about darker beers, like a red ale or a...
I don't love stouts.
Yeah, I
prefer something a bit fruitier, but not sweet, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, no, I definitely know what you mean. Although,
I'll drink it.
Although...
But I probably will give half of it to my partner, Pete, and then he'll get way drunk and scream into the toilet.
not just in general. He doesn't have anger issues. Sorry, Pete, if you're listening to this. I probably won't release this.
Pete may be a guest.
Yeah, I'm not going to release it until I have him as a guest.
Good.
Because I need content and people.
Love both beer and ice cream. I'm not as big on the ice cream, especially since I didn't get to choose which ice cream we were eating tonight.
You chose the beer.
You could have got me a sorbet. I don't really eat dairy.
Well, you know, we're experimenting with the form here. This is, I guess...
Listen, I'm coming back later, probably around Christmas time, and I will pick the ice cream.
Okay, then I will choose the beer.
Okay.
Don't
make it a shit one.
No. It's around my birthday. It might be a expensive beer. Like a Belgian beers.
Oh, all right. Goodness.
Or I could do just
Bavarian.
I could do a selection of German beers to try because you're
love Germany.
Yeah, but you were saying to me the other day that you hate German beers.
I don't hate them. I just don't like all of them. I like some of them. I had a great time in Bavaria.
Yeah, I...
Both times I've been there.
I had a good time in Köln.
I've been there three times. All three times I've been there, I've had a great time. In Munich, in Dachau, which sounds terrible. We did visit the concentration camp. But also, I had the best schnitzel of my life there.
Well, if you're going to have
not
a good schnitzel...
Not in the concentration camp.
Yeah, that would be...
That was a very sobering... place where a lot of terrible things happened, but the town of Dachau, which, you know, complicit in the war, was lovely and had very good schnitzel. My partner and his friend ate a meat, like a three plate tower of meats.
Incredible.
And they were like, we should have got the schnitzel, it was better. And I said, yeah, fuck you.
It
was a really good schnitzel.
I don't know. Did I have schnitzel? No, I had the... I did.
What are you doing? You have to have schnitzel if you go to Germany.
No, I did have schnitzel one of the nights, but the time we went to the... So I was in Köln last year, around this time. When I went there, I asked them what to have, and they had like one of those... almost a boarwurst sort of sausage wrap circle, and it was okay. But it was interesting, because Köln has Kölschbier.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very weak... beer, like 1-2%, and they just come and give it to you, right? They pride themselves on being assholes and the service, right? So I'm there with some work colleagues, and we're having dinner. My boss, a manager, and then a European manager and a European colleague, and I'm sitting chatting, and so they're coming, and I get to about 10. Like, it's just like drinking water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was unseasonably warm in Germany at the time, where there's no air conditioning at all.
Yes, that's the whole of Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's unseasonably warm. So I'm drinking this weak beer. I think I drank like 10 to 15, somewhere around that range. And it's like $1 per, or euro per one. Very small. Maybe, 200 mils, 150 mils, something like that.
Mm.
All right. And so they come in, and what you do when you don't want any more is you take your beer mat and you put it on top of your drink, right? So the guy comes up to me and says, do you want another? And I go, yep, I'll have another. And the person across to me is about to put their beer mat on theirs and saying, no. She's like, no, I don't want it. And he just goes, boom, puts it down in front of her, walks off. Like,
yeah.
I don't get it.
She didn't have to drink it, though.
No, I don't think she did drink it. But it was interesting. I also had some weird beers there. But I guess this show, although it's called Beer and Ice Cream, it's a show about my love of both of those things. Really, at least the beer thing is more to talk interesting stories like you would if you were having a beer with a friend. So thanks for being the first guest.
You forced me to, so...
Yeah. By that, I bought you beer and ice cream.
Yes.
So, just tell... although there's lots of places where people can listen to both you and I talk online.
Yes, hashtag vanity project.
Yeah, hashtag I have a kid and I have too much time on my hand. Tell us about yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
Hi. Hannah. I'm a filmmaker and performer.
And podcaster.
And podcaster and writer from Australia. And I'm hoping to return to Australia from Hawaii tomorrow, but there's a hurricane, so who knows what's going to happen.
Look, as hurricanes go, last year, actually, I say around this time, I went through Hurricane Harvey, and that was a hurricane. This is a hurricane, but it's mostly out on the ocean, you know.
Yeah, don't jinx it though, because I would like to leave at 8 a.m. tomorrow, please. Thank you, Jetstar.
Not a sponsor.
But not a sponsor.
I wonder if I could get sponsorship. Do you reckon beer companies would pay me beer to?
I mean, I think you'd have to have more listeners than like our brother.
Yeah. Hi, Phil. Are you listening?
And I feel like beer and ice cream are neither of his interests, so...
No, I don't know if he'd listen to this one. So
I did once see him drink a beer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
which... Leaderville Hotel.
What beer was it?
I don't know. He just was... We were at some medical thing. Not a medical thing. It was like a medic... It was like a dance for, like, medical students.
Like the medical student ball.
Yeah, but it wasn't... I don't think it was the ball, because it was just in the, like, Leaderville Hotel, which is a bit scummy. It's not even the Leaderville Hotel anymore. It's, like, a different thing.
You mean the one that had that back...
Yeah, with the cages.
Oh, my God, that place was terrible. I've been drunk in there.
It's not very nice. With Mick. Anyway, but, yes, we were there. I was with Philip. I don't know why I was there, but it was a good time. I was glad we got to go. And Philip just appeared with a beer. And I was like, cool, this is really weird for me. Because that's the only time I've ever seen our brother have anything to drink of an alcoholic nature. He might do it more than I've seen it, but I see it in my memory.
Originally...
It was good night.
When I first started drinking, I didn't really drink until the age of, I don't know, 24, 25, 26, around that age. But a lot of times I'd go to parties before then and have a beer in my hand. Because sometimes especially in Australian culture and most Western cultures, you need to have that beer there. Or people ask, why aren't you drinking?
I have gotten very good in my, as I've aged, at just being like, I don't want this. Please take it away from me. My partner's father is terrible about giving people drinks they don't want. And I was out recently with him and a bunch of his family members, like my partner's cousins and, you know, uncles and a whole bunch of Wallaces. And one of the cousins, Steve was going up to the bar and was like, oh, who wants a drink, blah, blah, blah. This was quite late in the night. You know, we'd been at a big dinner, so we'd had cocktails and then we'd had wine and they kept ordering wine and they were like, the wine isn't cold enough, and they were like telling the staff to chill the wine more. I'm like, what do you think they're going to do? Like,
it's just going to take it away
and bring it back.
And bring it back.
You're being a dick. Calm down. Put an ice in it if you want it. Yeah, but they don't give a shit. All they care is about it being cold. Anyway.
Wait, so they wouldn't care about putting ice in wine?
Old people are. Look, I don't want to make a generalization, but some people who think that they're wine snobs are really stupid.
Well, that's borne out by science. There was that research where they did blind tested wine tasters and found that they couldn't tell the difference. And that what you saw of a wine affected your taste, right?
What you perceive as the cost of the wine is. People think, oh, it's $100, it must be really good. And let me tell you, it's probably not. They put more care into picking the wines that are cheaper because they know people are more likely to pick those ones.
It's interesting.
Anyway, there'd been a lot of drinking. Steve went to the bar. His was going to the bar and his niece was like, can I have a glass of water? He brought her back a glass that was straight vodka. Not even ice.
Oh, that's not cool.
And
that's
she
not
was
cool.
Like, she took a sip and was like, oh dear. And just, you know, put it down on a seat and it was fine and we all went home. And by went home, we went back to his apartment and then listened to him and his brother yell at each other for a while. But awkwardly, a cousin had left their bag in the room where they were fighting, so we were just, they were trapped. So we waited for a moment where they were both crying so she could go and get it. Probably should cut this bit out.
I plan to do very little editing, so.
Well, look,
hey,
it happened.
Hashtag potential in-laws.
Complicated. Families are complicated.
Oh, yeah, ours as well.
We've got so many alcoholics, mate.
Oh, it's terrible. Most notably, our grandfather on our mother's side.
And our aunt, who just admitted when she was in hospital that she had been alcohol dependent since she was 16.
Hi, Becky. Did you work out how to use technology to listen to this?
We love you. Anyway, I'm very good at saying no to drinks that I don't want, which I don't really drink that often anymore. Like, it's quite rare.
Yeah,
I had some nice cocktails last week in New York, and had some. I had two cocktails and then some glasses of wine with dinner, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I my
it's good.
My relationship with alcohol has evolved a lot. You know, I used to be much more of a social drinker and drink in social situations. Now, I might have a beer or two in the evening if I have them, but I don't always buy them.
Hmm.
So I'll go weeks without having a drink. And I think it's better that way because I don't really enjoy being hungover at all.
I don't think anyone does.
And I don't really enjoy being drunk past the point where you're smiling. Right?
I don't like being drunk. I don't like being out of control in most situations.
Yeah.
Hashtag anxiety. But look, we've all been there. We've done it. And I'm over it. I'm too old for that now. I'd rather go to bed at 10 p.m. and wake up early and go and have a coffee and read a book.
Well, I don't drink coffee, but the book stuff is okay.
Mm.
So, my son is complaining, if you can hear that. Probably
not. He
wants
not. A beer.
No, he doesn't want to put his pajamas on.
Fair enough.
So,
I've been wearing my pajamas since 3 p.m. today. hashtag hurricane.
Yeah. Hashtag nothing. We couldn't go out. Everything was closed. What are you... So...
I'm enjoying this liquid Aloha, as the bottle says.
Yeah, it's actually really easy to drink. I always forget about this one. I tend to... The other one I tend to drink is the Fire Rock, which is their pale ale. No?
God. I don't know what it is.
It might be the red... It might be the red ale. So we've been to their microbrewery on this island, Oahu.
Yes, I was there for that. We ate burgers.
Hmm. I've also been to their main brewery in Kona on the Big Island.
I have not been there.
Missed the tour. That's okay. Got a beer flight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had a taste. They have some interesting stuff.
I was in Rochester, New York recently,
mm-hmm.
and there is a winery there, which is split between Rochester and Australia. So they brew, they have wineries in both.
Do they mix
areas.
The grapes, or is it
Sometimes.
Making, or are they doing two different drinks, but owned by the same people?
They're doing all sorts.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had two wine flights there, which equaled two glasses of wine. Their Shiraz was quite nice, but an Australian Shiraz is always good, I will say that. I'm not a huge wine drinker anymore because it makes my stomach upset.
Yeah, I've never been a huge wine drinker. I much prefer beer or, in my younger days, spirits. But
see, I'll go for a spirit these days. I'll do a nice cocktail.
I see, yeah. No, I'm a heater.
You know, no, that's sugary.
Or here on the island, lava flows, which are very sugary.
Again, very sugary and creamy, and I'm not into it. I want a Negroni, again bitter.
Yeah.
I want
the bitter.
I want an old fashioned. I want a Manhattan.
Are they old fashioned? That's what bourbon.
Bourbon and bitters.
Do you prefer whiskey or bourbon?
I prefer bourbon. Which is surprising because whiskey is the less sweet of the two, I would say. But I just prefer bourbon.
See, I drink any spirits at all anymore. But when I was, I used to love whiskey much, much more. You know.
Well, it depends on what bourbon you're drinking.
Depends on what whiskey.
I like a Buffalo Trace. I don't mind a Maker's Mark.
Interesting. I used to in terms
like some whiskies.
I mean, like I would Dalwhinnie, Scotch, or what was the other one I used to drink a lot of? It was not a lot of. That would be Jameson's, but that stuff is whatever. Like,
You know what's really gross? That honey Tennessee bourbon. Oh, again, I dislike honey with a vengeance. I really hate it, and I can taste it in things.
So I had a.
You know what's particularly gross? Fireballs.
Mm-mm.
So
anything with like any cinnamon booze is gross. I don't know why people drink it. I don't know why people want to shoot it.
So we were.
I'd much rather a sambuca.
At my Bucks Night. We were here on the island of Oahu because I got married in Maui, and Kyle Pasempi's brother turned up, and he's like, "Hey, let's do shots."
Pasempi's brother.
Lindsay's brother.
But he's going to your head, mate.
Yeah, gee, I haven't drank enough water. I
three
guess.
Quarters. I'm schwitzing.
Yeah, we had to turn the aircon off because it's flipping loud.
It's muggy.
Yeah, it's muggy because we're about to get a hurricane. But so we're there and we're doing shots and like, you know, I don't know, what shot do I know? The two shots I know in America are a lemon drop and a dead Nazi, right?
Are you doing shots designed for like 16-year-old girls? I feel like I was drinking those when I was a child.
Apparently. Well,
just do a shot of whiskey.
I don't know. Anyway, I'd been drinking by this point.
Oh, like, vodka.
By this point, we started about midday. Carl turned up to us at about, I don't know, 6 p.m. We're at the... he met us at the Hard Rock Cafe down in Waikiki. And we're enjoying... Had libations. Myself, Pasambi, my best man, and one of the other groomsmen, Mick Hatch... a massive alcoholic. So we're talking, and as you do when you get drunk as an Australian, we tended, and around other Australians, you just slip into a more Australian vernacular, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he turns off and he couldn't understand us for like the first while until he was like three beers in or three drinks in. I don't know what he was drinking. And then I think he stopped caring what we were trying to say and just went along with it. But he would started ordering us fireballs.
Ugh.
And the thing is, like, I mean, fireball.
I mean,
I don't.
He lives in the south.
Yeah, he does. But he can never drink them after that because he got so sick from drinking the fireballs.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
No one should drink that.
No, it's like.
It's putrid.
Yeah.
I think what you would like though is sambuca.
No, I've had sambuca because it's got that aniseed taste.
Mm. I love a sambuca. I got again Germany. I was. My friend's dad for a month.
It's one of those aperitifs.
Yes, well, we'd have it every... I mean, I drank a lot of booze with Ollie. My friend was also there. We had a great time. We were rehearsing a show. You know, I drank like 300-year-old port with this guy. He's very obsessed with drinking.
I've only ever drank port once. It's very sweet.
It's gross. I will just say this 300-year-old one was very nice. Had matured well, but we would have a sambuca after every meal and it was great. I love it. I love how when you put ice in it, it goes cloudy because there's like this chemical reaction that happens with the flavor. I read about it, Google it because I don't know why, but it's amazing and it's delicious. Anyway, Steve Perica gave us a bottle of sambuca one night when we were at a dinner party because he had had it for a party. He was like, this stuff is disgusting. And me and our mother were like, we'll take it.
I mean,
now we drink sambuca at home.
I mean, sambuca out of any of the spirits is probably the one most tailored to me because I grew up on like humbugs and all of those aniseed lollies. So I particularly like that flavor.
It's very good for your digestion.
So they say, but
aniseed is.
Yes, aniseed. But again, it is very sweet. You can only have a little.
Well, yeah, you only need to have a little, like it's a little nip. I wouldn't, you know, drink five sambucas.
Yeah, but I know. I see. You know, in my 20s, I knew people who would have probably done that.
Oh, I know plenty of people who've had too many sambuca shots in a night and can never drink it again.
You know what I don't understand? What were they? Jaeger bombs.
Oh, no. I don't understand anything with Red Bull in it. It's gross. You will have a heart attack.
Especially here where it's stronger.
It also just doesn't taste good.
No.
Like any of those energy drinks, like what is the flavor of them? It's like drinking chemicals. It's like drinking bleach.
Yeah.
But like sour bleach.
So,
oh, it's so gross.
So when I first came to the States in my I did a trip across America in 2011. It wasn't the first time I came to the States in my adulthood. I came in 2010 to New York, but I did a trip, and the first port of call was Hawaii with Mick, who, as I aforementioned, massive alcoholic. Don't at me, Mick. Not that he's ever going to listen to this.
I'm never going to listen to this.
Fair enough. Philip will make you listen to it on a road trip.
Oh, I might be going to see him in October.
There you go.
Don't Philip. Release it before.
So, I'm there with Mick, we do a podcast together called Bitter Artists now. But I hadn't drunk anything for 6 months on a bet. And I was jet lagged, and we go straight to this bar, terrible bar downtown, kind of bar you can still smoke in, you know, even though it's illegal.
You can do that lots of places.
Yeah, I actually went there with another friend of mine recently, who was also a friend of Mick's, who was in town, a sound recorder named Owen, and I walked out at about 10:30 at night to come home. Catch an Uber home and was accosted by prostitutes. So it's not the greatest bar, but in that bar I was, as I said, jet lagged. So I'm sitting there going, I need something to wake me up. I'll do a vodka Red Bull. Actually, I think Mick ordered me a vodka Red Bull to try and wake me up. So
just do it. Coke, man.
Yeah, this is the time when I was drinking like 4 cans of Coke a day. Coke doesn't... I'm a fast metabolizer of caffeine, I've worked out. So when I was drinking Coke a lot, it would do nothing. I could drink like 2 liters before bed and go to sleep. Yeah. So...
not that he drinks 2 liters.
No.
But Pepsi Max.
We used to go...
Which is very hard to find.
Me and my friends used to go to Caltech's and get the 2-for-1. You know, 1.25 liter usually, sometimes 2 liters.
You guys did some weird shit.
Yeah, we used to go play hide and seek in the children's playground. We were in our mid-20s.
Hashtag me too. Not in like I did that too. In like hashtag you probably looked like pedophiles.
There weren't. What kid's going to be there at 10 o'clock at night?
I just think it's not okay to do.
Wait, why can't you be a children?
There was a flasher at the playground when I was little, and I'll never forget it. Even though I'm not entirely sure that I saw his penis, but my friend's mum did and made us leave.
So, the thing is, we went with, it was, I'm getting off track. Anyway, the vodka Red Bulls, it made my heart palpitate because they're stronger here, and you can't, you know, like, it's just, a stronger drink here, so be careful if you come as an Australian to America and have Red Bull. Anyway, back to there, we would go like at midnight, and it was me, Dan, Dan's girlfriend Bronwyn, now his wife, and Jarby, and we'd go and play hide and seek. So one day, you know, no one's ever there except some people smoking pot, and one day the security guard comes up. He's like, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? I'm going, we're playing hide and seek, man. Like, it's all good. And he goes, can I play? So we played with the security guard. He was just very, very lonely. He tried to hit on Dan's girlfriend. Yeah, very, very lonely, man. He would cheat. You know, do you remember?
How do you cheat in hide and seek?
Not hide and seek, but we also played, what's that? What's the time, Mr. Wolf? You know? Dinner time, right? He would cheat at that.
I mean, who cares? You're in your mid-20s, you're playing children's games.
You gotta have the inner child, Hannah.
No.
What's the race to grow up?
It's too late for that.
So anyway, big wave. I don't know.
It's pretty good.
What would you rate it?
I mean, I like it. I'd choose it. I'd drink it. I actually was drinking it quite a bit at Breezy Point this summer at the Sugar Bowl. They had it on tap for a little while until they ran out, and then they didn't. And then I stopped drinking beer there because their other beers were shit.
Yeah, American beers.
I don't want a Corona. I don't want a Bud Light.
Bud Light.
I don't want a Heineken.
What do you think? Here's a serious question.
Mm.
What beer will your boyfriend pick?
First of all, he's not my boyfriend.
Partner?
Partner is a term that I prefer. Mm. According to the government, we're engaged.
Does he know?
Yes.
That was a joke. He does know.
Yes. Hashtag, if you're listening to this, USCIS, we are engaged.
Hashtag, who is Pete?
Look, I don't think he'll do a Bud Light because he just drinks that like water when he's with his friends when they want to get really fucked up and then scream into a toilet later that night.
Do they all do it? Or is it just a
regular thing? They just stand around a toilet in a group, in a massive group, screaming and vomiting into the toilet. It's a ritual that they partake in.
I feel like did we ever explain that? Maybe it doesn't need to be explained.
Hi, Pete. I think he'll pick a German beer.
Oh, interesting.
Or like a fancy American one. But you know how it's really trendy to have like salt in your beer now? That was like a thing this summer on the mainland. Like salted beers. Anyway, he kept buying them accidentally and every time he was like, I hate this. I was like, well, why didn't you read the label? He's like, I didn't read it.
Salt in the beer?
Like it's brewed with salt.
Why?
Oh, it's a trend.
Why do Americans want to mix tastes? This is I have a problem with that. Like salty and sweet, you know.
Like kettle corn?
Kettle corn is terrible.
Yeah, it's gross.
Sweet
popcorn is feral. Give me salted, buttery popcorn. That's all I want.
It doesn't even need to be buttery. Like, honestly, salted.
I mean, I like the buttery.
I don't like it when it's like, I like the fake buttery. I don't like it when they put butter on your popcorn at the movies and it gets soggy. Like,
I don't mind it.
Really?
I'm just a fat bastard at heart.
That's okay.
And probably my heart is fat.
It was interesting. I had to do a physical, and not diabetic. Hey,
that's good.
Yeah, considering like, you know, my brother, our dad. the other thing was that my cholesterol level, you know, fine. Mm. The only thing was the good cholesterol is a bit low. Could do more of that.
You need to eat more avocado, mate.
Yeah, and high blood pressure, but that's, I think, can be attributed to the fact that I don't like needles.
They don't use a needle when they take your blood pressure.
No, but they were about to.
What were they doing?
They were about to give me a needle. Draw some blood.
Oh, see, that doesn't bother me. I have very low blood pressure, on the other hand. I'm a chronic fainter. So yeah. I'm on doctor's orders to eat as much salt as possible and drink coffee.
So you need to have the salty beer.
I don't want a salty beer. I would never pick it. I don't know why he kept picking them. And then they would just sit there in his dad's fridge. Because so where his dad lives, you walk out the door and there's a bottle shop right there. But it looks like a fancy bottle shop.
Yeah.
And they only sell like DC brewed things. Which is
great. Local.
And like a local area.
Yeah.
Which
farm
there
to
are
table.
Amazing, like gins and bourbons and wines and beers. But Pete kept every time he would go, like if someone was coming over, he'd go and he'd pick like a really weird one. I'm like, why don't you read what it says? And he's like, there's always an excuse. Anyway, so I bet, you know, a year from now when I go back to that apartment. That salty beer will still be in the fridge.
I don't know. He might have friends over. They get desperate. Then they don't really feel up to screaming yet. They need a little bit of, you know, something to get the.
I can't even do it. I don't even know how you vomit and scream at the same time.
I've definitely had, like, you know, I've had vomits that have caused a reaction after the vomit has come out, you know.
See, my impulse whenever I vomit is to call my mum. And I have actually called her on the phone once. I had gastro.
Yeah.
When I was living in Melbourne as a 19-year-old, I was really sick. Like, I was so ill. And I'd been at the cinema watching The Dark Knight, and I was in the front row, and it was just, I hated every second of it, and don't at me, I hate that film.
Look, I've tried to go back, I have the same reaction, I just didn't enjoy it while watching.
Mm.
I liked the other two, right?
I didn't see the last one.
The last one's okay, I thought it was better, and I totally understand that Heath Ledger's performance is fantastic, or whatever, you know, because he died, but
I mean, he died very tragically.
Yeah, he died tragically, and he was a great actor, and there are great, good moments in the film, but it's too long.
It's so long. Also, I had gastro. Anyway, yeah. I got home that night, I put myself to bed, I was, like, hot, sweating, it was gross. I, like, woke up in the middle of the night, I was like, I'm very sick. So I called my mum, who was in a different state, and I just proceeded to vomit on the floor while I was on the phone to her. And a few days later when I was feeling a bit better, I don't think I ever cleaned that vomit up. I just left a towel over it for like 2 months.
Oh, God.
It was really gross. Anyway, I was young. A few days after this incident, my mum called me to check on how I was. She was like, please never call me when you're going to vomit again. Because it was disgusting. I was like, fair enough. All right.
Speaking of never cleaning stuff up, I had a, on a job, I lived in a place for 6 months at North Groom, and with someone who was also on the production. And they were having a party one night, and I went to bed about midnight. And I came down, and I think they'd been drinking Sambuca, actually, funnily enough. They'd broken, like, a wine glass or a champagne glass in the corner. We had, like, a little couch and a TV and, like, the corner of that. 4 months later, he still hadn't cleaned it up. And then people would go, well, why don't you clean it up? And I go, but I didn't break the glass.
Mm.
You know, if I clean it up, then he'll just break another. And so it became kind of a war of attrition. You know, we just stopped doing housework.
Yes. One time, when I came to visit you in Texas, when you lived there, my ex-boyfriend squatted in my room in New York.
Was he ex at the time?
Yes.
So he was just stalking you?
He still had a key.
Was anyone else in that?
Yes, so my housemates.
Did they have a problem with him? Like,
look, so here's what happened. He just sort of moved in. And my housemates were like, why is he here? I was like, look, he still has a key. I'll get rid of him if I can.
Was he paying rent?
No. He just moved in.
Wait, were you paying rent?
I was paying rent, but I was visiting you in Texas.
This was when we went to see the place where what's his name got popped.
JFK. We were in Dallas.
Yep.
And anyway, so my housemate, my room was also a living room.
So I remember
a living area. It worked for us. It was great.
Wait, you were in the room next to the kitchen? You'd moved?
No, I'd moved into the bigger room.
Oh, nice.
It was really nice. But it was also a living area. And I was away, so they had completely free rein. Like, I don't care. My stuff was in there, but it was... I trusted them completely. Anyway, a glass got broken in there.
Yeah.
And it was at night time, so they couldn't see everything. And they'd left a piece on the ground.
Yep.
Not a big deal. They were going to clean it up in the morning.
Sure.
They didn't think anyone would be there overnight.
Yeah, fair
enough. But then my ex-boyfriend broke in and was there and stood on the glass wearing shoes. So not a big deal. And proceeded to then scream at my roommates about leaving glass on the floor of the room of an apartment he didn't live in. Anyway... he's a crazy person. It was a massive deal. Like, I was mediating, like, between
my ex-boyfriend
and these people, and I just didn't care about... I cared about my roommates. My ex-boyfriend was a crazy person. # anger issues. Anyway, he married
Did he
one
scream?
Of my former roommates. They are... separated now.
I don't know.
It turns out he's still a fucking crazy person.
Yeah, I could imagine
that.
Could
she not have told that from when he squatted in her apartment?
Yeah, while obsessed with someone else. Like, that's always a good start for a relationship. Hi, I'm obsessed with your roommate. Let's get married.
Oh, he had some problems. Still does. Just recently, unblocked me on Facebook.
Hey!
Because he's popping up as like, friend this person. I'm like, no, thank you.
I get weird friend requests now.
I have such a sweaty bum. I need to stand up because I'm literally sliding off this chair because it's so wet. It's really monkey.
Well, finish up your beer and I'll bring out the nice
cold. My beer is done.
It's done?
You're not a good host.
Okay, I'm going to go get the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
We have a selection. So today we're having mochi from Bubby's. Bubby's in Honolulu. Mochi, if you haven't had it.
Pounded rice.
Yeah, with ice cream in the middle. With ice cream in the middle. So we have a selection. You can either have chocolate, which there is one left, and or strawberry.
I think we want to do chocolate.
Sure. We just need to let it sort of sit for a second. A minute. So how do you like Hawaii? You've been here a couple of times now.
Yeah, I counted because on the plane coming from the mainland, you've got a feeling a thing.
Yeah.
Which I've never had to do before. I've always come from Australia. But I worked out this is my fifth trip to Hawaii.
Oh, that's pretty good. So what?
So I came when I was 15.
Yep.
With our dad on the way to the mainland. I came...
Did you stop and get out?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
We had a day here. It's really hot. And so, I remember being, like, having crazy jet lag and just repeating a Queen song in my head all, like, for, like, 3 hours.
Wait, which song?
I couldn't show it. Oh,
Fat Bottom Girls?
I think it was Bicycle.
Oh, bye to right. No, it's sing anymore. Either plays, we'll have to pay, whatever his name, Mr. Malik's acting fee.
Oh, yeah. He's great. I really like him.
He is good. I like Mr. Robot.
I only watched the first season.
So did I.
Good.
That's all they had on Amazon Prime.
Seasons they had.
Three.
Oh, good. Well, my seat is still really wet.
Wait. Let me see.
I don't know where the paper towel went. I'll sit on one of these pee pads. When our cat died recently...
Yeah.
My mum's first response was, oh, I can cross the pee pads off the shopping list because our cat was old and senile and she pissed everywhere.
So when she called me up first, actually, your cat, that adopted me as a child.
Yeah, she liked you more.
She called me up first to tell me that the cat had died.
Did they show you the body?
No, they didn't show me the body.
They were like, do you want to see? I was like, yeah. She
They asked me the same thing and I went no. She definitely said the same thing to me. I think she had a little script in her mind because she went, yeah, I can cross that off my list. Except she didn't say pee pads. She just was like the cat. I can cross that off my list.
She was a lot of work at the end.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, she was old, 20 years.
Yeah.
Or at least 20 years. When did you get it?
I think when I was 9. So I'm 29 now.
Yeah, 20 years. There you go.
But I really don't know. Is a flat circle.
She had issues because, you know, she was dumped at a, you know, in a bag with other cats at a
she was a rescue cat.
Yeah, a rescue cat, right? So she had a lot of issues.
She used to suckle on our clothes.
Yeah, she also...
didn't like women.
No,
she pissed on my boyfriend's head and his crotch.
Yeah.
A lot in our bed.
When she was little, she used to climb up the flight screen door.
Oh my god!
And jump
Ben,
at you.
I haven't even told you about the craziest thing I saw today.
What? What crazy thing you saw today?
Oh my god! I had like an experience this morning. So I went for a walk to Starbucks this morning to get a coffee. I also stopped at a bakery to get some sweet treats before the hurricane came. Anyway.
Oh, did you hear that wind?
It's windy.
It's done.
I hope my flight still leaves in the morning. Anyway, So I was walking back from getting a coffee. I was on Judd Street. And there was a dog in the road, a little dog, and it almost got hit by a car. And I was like, oh no, little dog, don't get hit by a car. Anyway, the car stopped. And it was fine. But it ran from in front of this car, it ran and it climbed up a fence and into a tree and over another fence. And I was like, what have I just witnessed?
Wait, how big was the dog?
Well, it was a little chihuahua.
I saw a chihuahua
climb a fucking fence.
Wait, how big? What kind of? How? What? Like, is it a vertical tree
thing,
or was it like sort of
like,
horizontal?
No, straight up, a straight up tree. Because I was like, because it was sort of jumping at the fence, and I was like, oh, I can't. It's strapped. I'm gonna have to help it. And then it just climbed it. It scaled the fence and it scaled the tree, and I was like, what is happening right now?
Insane. So I've been into the mochi. Why don't you try? Try, but mine might be a bit softer than yours. Cause so it has this rice powder coating.
I really don't like mochi.
It's an ice cream in the middle. I think it's like a obviously Japanese, but this particular way of doing it is very Hawaiian.
Oh, I do not like that texture. I don't like jelly things. It's very jelly.
The first time I tried it actually was in Houston, and I didn't like it. I was like, no, I'm not into this. But then I ordered it a couple of months ago, and they're great. It's like a little ice cream bite, you know?
Ah.
And these ones from Bobby says are the best. You can get it in Whole Foods now.
It's too chewy.
Here, try this one. Try the strawberry, it's softer.
I like the ice cream, I just don't want the goo on the outside. Oh. It's like... Oh, it's gross. Oh. I think the strawberry's better. I don't even like strawberry flavored things. It definitely has a better texture than that one.
Yeah, that one's a little weird. It probably just needed to be softened a bit more.
Mm-hmm. It's no Liz's strawberry ice cream.
Yeah, so mum makes a really great strawberry ice cream. I wouldn't even call it ice cream. It's more like frozen.
It's ice cream.
It's frozen cream. It's not churned in any way.
Frozen cream is the definition of ice cream.
No, see, if you just freeze cream, it's... hello, someone's come to join us.
What are you doing?
Like the ice cream and beer was all about.
Okay, so you want to... So, William, what do you think... At two, what do you think of this? You want some ice cream?
Shouldn't have ice cream. I just brushed its teeth.
Right.
No, he says no.
He doesn't want it. It proves that it's a bit gross.
You're
awake, buddy.
It's bedtime.
Yeah, he does this. Besides that, it's not bedtime. All right. Well, ice cream's done. You gonna? What would you give it? How would you rate it?
Zero.
Zero.
I'd give it a one.
A one?
What's it out of?
I don't know. It's arbitrary.
Huh.
It's out of your feelings.
William is giving it a V.
A V. A five.
A 5 out of 100.
V. So, I guess, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a choice.
No. Where can people listen to your dulcet tones?
On any of our other podcasts.
Such as?
Animal Junk. Or Sister Film School. Or the all-new Basembi Kinston Show.
Animal Junk will be coming back for a new season.
Yes.
Very shortly. Probably before this air comes out.
I need to do some hashtag research.
Hashtag who is Pete?
Who is Pete?
It's the Who is Peterverse.
Will we find out in this podcast?
No.
Even if he's a guest, he's an enigma.
He's an enigma wrapped in a riddle.
Can I suggest a guest?
Yes.
Ooh.
Can you find me guests? I need someone who can find me guests.
Well, do they have to be here?
No. As long as it's a beer that I can get a hold of, you know, or an ice cream that I can get a hold of. And as long as they don't, or, like, want to suggest a peanut ice cream. Cause, ugh.
I mean, a lot of Americans are really into peanut flavored things.
I know.
Well, I've got a number of ideas. I think this man who you've never met, John Gordon, he'll probably be at my wedding. Whenever that is, hashtag give me a visa so I can plan it.
I don't give you planning time.
I will give you 2 days' notice to fly to New York. So be ready, be prepared. Yeah, John Gordon, because he loves both beer and ice cream.
That's
and he
my
likes
kind of person.
Weird ones. So I feel like you guys would have some stuff to talk about. And hashtag he's a spy.
Hashtag don't release that out.
Hashtag he's not a spy.
Hashtag he could just be a married man.
No, he works for the government. He works for the police.
Okay. So
I don't really know what his job is.
So, Hannah, thanks.
Also, maybe our cousin Janet. I feel like she'd be into it. She likes good beer. It'll probably be like a, you know, whatever our
Australian
Uncle
beer.
Matt drinks.
Oh, Swan Draft.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was never much a fan of that Emu Bitter or...
I had a little creatures.
Yeah.
Oh, my tummy is so upset from that ice cream. I can't eat ice cream anymore. You did this to me. We could have had a sorbet and it would have been okay.
Well, thanks for being on the show, Hannah. And
I'm going to go poop now.
We'll see you next week.
Eee!